B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody!
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Why not?
My heart was ripped out.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I've had it with Valentine's Day.
Nothing makes sense on Valentine's Day.
It's not supposed to.
Anyway!
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
One more thing.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks.
Have you made preparations? Are you ready?
I think this year's going to be low-key. And I know this because last night when we were leaving a basketball game at Canton High, Dave says to me, he's exhausted. He's like, I got to go out. I got to go out. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I got to go out. So I'm like, nope. You know what? You don't have to go out. It's okay. We can celebrate Valentine's Day tomorrow night. You don't have to leave me a card in the morning. It's no big deal. The relief on his face was my Valentine's Day gift.
That's nice.
Oh. So I was like, he's like, all right, good night.
See, my wife and I were out, and she came home, immediately put her pajamas on when she got home.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you mind if we do Valentine's Day over the weekend? Okay.
Did she say it in a voice like that?
She actually did. She's been doing that lately.
Okay. Well, for Valentine's Day, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the program this morning. What he really wants, what she really wants, and most importantly, the top five things she doesn't want. Okay, so you don't want to make that mistake.
If you're one of them, you're in trouble.
That's big. That's bad.
You know, we were talking about what we were all going to do for Valentine's Day in this room. And I was surprised who won Valentine's Day out of the four of us.
Yeah, we'll have to reveal that later.
Yeah.
Because it is shocking.
Shocking.
What? You know what else is shocking? Three of the four of us were black and gray today. I don't know if that says anything about us. But,
you know, well, no, I'm wearing black and red, and Lauren's wearing red.
I got red.
And you guys are wearing gray, so that's half.
Yeah, half. Very bad at math.
We haven't checked Hank's underwear.
You have a black blazer on.
Yeah, that could be it. Okay.
So
we got dirty laundry coming up.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got baby stuff. You know, Andy Cohen's little babies on the cover of People magazine. So cute.
Wow.
But also on the flip side, we have some really nasty stuff coming out of the New York Times about Ryan Adams, who was married to Mandy Moore, who talks to the New York Times about how he was not a good person.
Really?
And now we love Mandy Moore because she's on This Is Us.
Not to be confused with Brian Adams.
Now, you know what?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, that's like a knife. Yeah. Oh, no.
Brian Adams
wrong guy.
Going, oh, no, not again.
Or Mary Tyler Moore.
That's right. Thank you very much. All this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
That was Take Me Home Tonight. Sounds like something you find printed on those old, little
message hearts.
Yeah. Andy hearts.
Yeah. Oh, I missed those.
Yeah. Probably don't work out too well this year. Okay, so listen, today is February the 14th. It is Valentine's Day. It's a very important day if it can go one of two ways, really well or really poorly.
All you have to do is the bare minimum.
It's
really, really easy. I mean, even if you just get a card and a box of chocolates, it's better than doing zero. And then hiding behind the fact that you say it's a Hallmark holiday. No.
Okay. Now, we
do you ever look to see how much the card costs? Like if it's a 99-cent card versus a $5.99?
You know, I don't think that's as important as the message on the card.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I think that's the key.
It's true.
And... Well, Jim Gaffigan, and we were talking about the box of chocolates.
I really like the box of chocolates, but Jim Gaffigan, I don't know, he has an opinion about it.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so Rob from Uxbridge claims that he knows how to break the code on the chocolates and knowing what the filling is. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully it goes good for you.
Yep, hope so.
Are you so prepared? What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do with the chocolates?
You got to act like you're a surgeon. You grab your little small paring knife that you use for cooking, and you're going to pick up the chocolates and just make a small incision in the bottom. Not too big so it falls apart, but just enough to see that flavor inside. You don't want it, you put it back. Who picks up the chocolate and looks at the bottom before they eat it? I guarantee you, not many.
It's the next person who's going to stick a pin in the bottom of it.
So all those people, all those chocolates with fingerprints all over them.
I'm a monster.
Yeah, but you gotta do it very delicately. You know, you gotta pick it up gingerly.
You're working
too
hard.
Like it's a baby.
Yeah, you got to.
But hey, you want that real chocolate? You want the one you want. I don't want that gooey poop colored one.
That's a monster. Because I just basically pick up the chocolate, stick my thumb in it, and then if I don't like it, I put it back, feeling like I did the work for the next person. You can thank me later.
Because the next person goes, I love that piece of chocolate, but I'm not eating it with that thumb hole in it.
Come on. It is not brain surgery. It's like the square ones are usually caramels, you know,
sometimes
rectangular.
You get the chocolate dense chocolate, truffly thing, which I'm not into.
And what then about like the boxes with the diagram?
Those are great.
Yeah. Those are for dumb people.
Or like the round ones are going to be usually your fruit filled or something. If they have like a little dome on it, they usually have like a cherry in it or something like that, or a cordial.
You would think after all the years of experience of doing this that we would know what they look like before we even have to open the box.
Right, exactly. I like, my favorites are coconut and caramel.
Oh, and if you can put them together, all my coconut and caramel.
Thank you. Send me your coconut.
I'd rather just have a gigantic Hershey bar. I know exactly what it is.
And you get a whole bunch of
them. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, here it is, February the 14th. Yep, Valentine's Day has arrived. Remember about a month ago when you promised yourself, family, way ahead of it this year, I'm going to be right on top of everything, and here you are once again, and you have done nothing.
You're pulling into a CVS right now.
Exactly.
It's okay. But you have a list, right?
I got a list, okay?
Of the things that you shouldn't, women.
This is for you guys to know.
Yeah.
And they asked, so they went out there.
We always do it right.
I know.
They ask if, you know, women, they get it.
Yeah, we listen and we're sensitive and we're normal. Okay.
So if you've already got this in a bag somewhere to give to her later, you should return it or throw it away
immediately. Okay.
Okay, what do we got?
Okay, they ask 1,000 women, what do you not want for Valentine's Day? And so I'll just give you the top five things they don't want. They do not want a huge heart-shaped balloon.
I love a balloon.
Wow. See, you just never know.
I mean, a balloon's nice.
You're the exception.
I'm an outlier.
Okay. There's a helium shortage.
I know
right
there
now.
Is. I know.
Number four.
That's why it's so nice.
An oversized giant card. They don't want an oversized giant card.
You know, I definitely would not want an oversized giant card because I got like my high school boyfriend the oversized giant card. That's what you do when you are young and in love and foolish enough to spend $20 on a giant piece of cardboard that you're going to throw out eventually.
Okay, a giant oversized teddy bear. That's number three on the list, okay?
Because I've gotten, you know, one of my best Valentine's Day was a teddy bear. I think it's Lucy's teddy bear now, Boris, but Dave gave it to me for Valentine's Day. I love that.
Is it giant?
It's pretty big.
I mean, they're cute, but you can't.
Where are you going to put them?
I dragged my kids through the card store yesterday, and there were so many stuffed animals in that store, and I'm like,
No,
I know. Okay. You got to get out of there.
I got out of there with only one.
Number two on the list, a tattoo of your name.
I'm down with that. Okay. If anybody wants to have my name tattooed on their body for the rest of their life, go for it.
You are an outlier.
You only tattoo kids or dogs on you
it's
a name.
All right.
And here we go. Number one on the list. This is the thing that they want the least. Pink, fluffy handcuffs.
Okay, whoever gets that for their significant other for Valentine's Day needs to be arrested.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going back to the Amazing Store.
That's probably what they want.
I don't know. I mean, I can say that I've never gotten them or bought them for anybody.
Thank
can you.
You
say the same thing?
Yes, I can.
No, Hank's not saying a word. No.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
But he's about to.
Hey, Celts won again without Kyrie. They beat the Pistons 118-110 for their eighth win in their last 10 games, heading into the All-Star break. Jason Tatum's 18 led the Celts. There were six in double figures. Chris Sale says his goal is to make 30-plus starts and pitch 200-plus innings for the Red Sox. He was on the DL twice last year. Wow. First full squad workout is next Monday. Bruins in Anaheim tomorrow night. And the first Wicked Fast podcast of the season with Brian Bell and Timmy G is done.
Who are you going to talk to?
Yeah, we spoke with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Ryan Preece, both drivers from... NASCAR, and if you're into it, WROR.com/WickedFast. We get you updated for all the Daytona action. We got racing tonight, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Cool.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so it is Valentine's Day. Okay, what do you got for us here?
Well, I was listening to the things that women did not want for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And I just thought I would share with you the fact that I knew that my marriage was over when I got a red vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day.
Oh. Well, at least it was red.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wow. That's sad.
Really bad. Really,
that's
really bad.
Really, really bad.
Okay, and how much after that did you actually sign the papers?
About 2 months.
Oh, wow. Really? No, that was an ender.
What did he get his girlfriend?
Exactly. Right. You don't want to know the story about that. It's not polite on the radio, you know.
Wow. Do you still have the vacuum?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
That's the worst.
Like they always say, as a gift, a vacuum sucks.
Exactly.
You're better off.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Very much so.
I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day today.
You as well. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Okay. But you say it's not that hard.
It's not that difficult. Okay. And I think that especially men go into this holiday feeling put upon and stressed out because they have to... Or they think they have to be super romantic or go over the top. But the thing is, everybody, and this applies to both men and women in relationships, people just want to be seen and heard by the person that they live with. So many times you're just like passing each other in the hallway and you don't pay attention to things. But if you just pay attention a little bit, and I know that it might be too late today, but think back and think about the things that the person, your significant other, really likes. The little things, not like big things like jewelry and cars and stuff like that, but like, does, like, I love People magazine. Like, oh, I love people.
I hope
people.
Dave Falcone's listening.
but you can make a basket of all the things the person loves. All right, let's pretend that I am in love with Hank.
Put that weapon down.
Like, the things that Hank loves that I notice about him is that he loves Crocs, and I would just get him his Crocs. Oh, I'd just be like, whatever.
Valentine's Crocs, maybe? Yes, red ones.
Red ones.
You love fresh new socks.
Yep.
You love Chobani yogurt.
Yes, I do.
You love scotch.
What are you doing tonight?
But then all you'd have to do is put that in a little basket with a little card, and wouldn't you feel good?
I would feel fantastic.
You'd feel known and seen.
I'd still want to be married to him.
Amazing. Oh.
I don't know what you
would you put in my basket? What would you put in Lauren's basket?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Bacon.
Yep.
Bacon and golf balls.
Yep. Golf balls.
And how to golf book.
you better put two of those.
80s and more. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie visits Doc Sider's office with a private conversation in mind. And we hear...
So, Effie, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doc, it's sort of an embarrassing thing, and I'm hesitant to talk about it.
Oh, that's okay. I've heard it all. Tell me all about it.
Well, it seems that when Ephus and I are home alone at night, and that special moment happens, and things lead up...
Oh, yes, I understand.
One thing leads to another, and just as that very special time happens, he lets out this horrible screech.
Well, Effie, I wouldn't worry about that. A lot of men have that reaction.
action when reaching that special magical moment.
Oh, but you don't seem to understand, Dark Cider.
Well, why does it bother you so much, Effie?
Because he's in the bathroom.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Always a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to bring on Mr. Everything for our weekly conversation. Yes, this is really cool. We got Bob Ryan Report here brought to you by Canton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. So the first thing we do is say good morning and welcome, Mr. Everything. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
Okay, I'm sure that you did a fine job. Of
what did you get your wife for Valentine's Day, Bob?
You want the truth?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No, we do not make the slightest fuss. If either one of us remembers to get a card, it's a big deal. This year, I got one and she didn't. Usually, it's the other way around.
See, but it's mutually agreed upon situation.
When you're creeping up on your number 50, you don't worry very much about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Every day is Valentine's Day.
One more reason to stick with it.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, it's like Mother's Day. It's a commercial holiday, you know, and people have been force-fed into thinking that it should matter.
All right, so Bob Ryan hates love and mothers.
Right. Oh, mothers.
All right, good to know, Bob. Thank you.
Yep, we're on top of that.
Sounds to me like maybe. I wonder at some point Elaine.
One of the most disruptive days in American society.
Wow. Let's pile on to Bob.
Stop hitting on me, Bob.
Did Elaine ever get an autographed copy of Scribe?
Yeah. Let's talk sports.
Okay. Okay, so here's the deal, Bob. Here it is. It's, you know, it's Valentine's Day. We're sitting on 29 degrees. We had snow yesterday. But the feel-good thing is pitchers and catchers are down in Florida here. And, full squad workout starts Monday. So my question to you is, we're sitting on a virtually unchanged team with the possibility of, you know, the double Ks. You're talking about Kelly and Kimbrell. Mm-hmm. Maybe wondering, can Pedroia actually play baseball this year? Is this a good thing?
Well, it's much more positive than negative. The big question, as everyone who follows the team knows, is the bullpen and the fact that they've decided they do not want to invest in a 30-year-old closer named Craig Kimbrell. I disagree with this, and but they're going to go with in-house solutions, and right now, until further notice, that the apparent heir is Matt Barnes, although hasn't officially said that. It's a concern because the rest of the team, you know, the rest of the baseball trend is going the other direction, and all we have to do is look 200 miles to the south. What New York has done, they have loaded up even more than last year with what could be a killer bullpen, which means that, you know, if you don't have them by the sixth inning, you probably don't have the Yankees this year. And you mentioned Pedroia, and it is a big question. It would be wonderful to have him back. He's been missed. You just want him in the mix. He's one of the all-time great Red Sox. He's one of the all-time great character and personalities. And you want him to continue to have a career on top of that. And the goal is to have him be able to play about 125 games. If he can do that, then that'll be terrific.
Bob, is there collusion going on with these free agents who haven't signed?
I honestly
Machado, Harper, the best players in the game.
I may be naive, but I don't think it's collusion. I think it's common thought. I think that this new analytics-driven bunch of general managers, who are dictating a new course of action. That's all. It's unfortunate. It isn't fair to guys who have hit this free agency and deserve the money that's out there. Baseball's making a lot of money. Here's the issue. I mean, there's television money floating around in the B with the billions. There's money out there. Even the poorest teams got money to spend, and yet they're being penny-pinching with regard to cost analysis. That's a cost effectiveness. That's what they're talking about. I honestly don't think that there's a cabal and any kind of agreement. We're not going to sign these people. I really think they're all thinking the same way. Now, I may be naive.
Okay. Let's move on.
Can I talk Celtics, Bob? Because
absolutely.
The Celtics, for some reason, play so well when they're missing important pieces. What's going on?
Well, you have to understand that I've said many times, they have the most good players of any team in the league. Yep. Their number 1 to 10 is the best. Their number 1 to 4 is not the best, because that's Golden State. And there are other teams that have good players. And the trick for Brad Stevens at the beginning of the season was to incorporate Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving back into a lineup that included, there was a team that went to the conference finals, find enough playing time and roles for people and keeping them all happy. Well, ultimately, the coach can only do so much to do that, and the players have to cooperate. Chuck Daly, the late, great Chuck Daly, had the greatest line on this subject ever uttered and ever will be uttered. He said that a coach is lucky if they allow you to coach them. Mm. And the Celtics have proven, even this, what a weird week since we last spoke.
Yeah.
They had
that
Laker game in which they should have won. They had the Clipper game, blew a 28-point lead. They had a 28-point lead last night. They let it down. But the point being, they had this very, very weird week in which we saw how good they can be. Right? We saw, you don't get 28-point leads if you're not good.
Yeah.
We saw how good they can be, and then they fritter them away. And I don't know what the answer is. Even last night, they let it get down to 10. They are good. They can be very, very good. It's up to them to decide to be good. I don't think there's only so much Brad Stevens can do with these guys. They do have enough talent. They're the only one of the contenders in the East that did not make a move on trading deadline, which was last Thursday. And they didn't. They don't have to make a personnel move. They have what they got to do is get healthy. To Aaron Baines, I'm telling you, this guy's important to the mix.
There you go.
So there's good times. I think, Larry, I really want to believe that their best basketball lies ahead.
All right,
and real quick, do you think Kyrie's going to play in the All-Star game?
I hope he doesn't. I don't want him to. I just get healthy. I don't know. You're asking me to get inside the head of Kyrie Irving? I mean,
really?
Yeah. No. If there's anything we've learned is that I tell people, the minute you see his lips start to move, cover your ears.
Gotcha.
Hey, Bob, quickly. The Bruins' David Pastrnak, broken thumb. Do you believe he just fell? It's kind of odd.
It's a very curious thing. I've been searching for a viable explanation. It's not going to be forthcoming. Unfortunately, this means that our imaginations are allowed to run wild.
Which they do.
He's a good kid, too.
I know. He's always been a good kid, apparently. But something stupid happened. We know that, and they're not going to tell us what it was.
Okay. Any shameless plugs?
The Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow with Mike Lupik and Mitch Albaman, and the impending return of the Bob Ryan Boston podcast by the end of the month.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Excellent.
Good. Okay.
Have a good one. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for
Happy
joining us.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Thank
you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's me.
Hey, just a little reminder.
Happy Valentine's Day. All right, this is Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Citizens Bank. We've got some Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt news. We've got the Breaking Bad news and One Hit Wonder Tour. But first,
is that the Breaking Bad news or Bad Breaking
Brad
news?
Brad Breaking news? I don't know. We'll get to it. But first, I want to talk about my friend Mandy Moore and Ryan Adams, who I don't enjoy because it sounds too much like Bryan Adams, and Bryan Adams came first. Bryan Adams is some sort of, like, I don't know, hobbity-looking musician that everyone likes, but I can't figure out what he's ever done that I've ever heard. So whatever. Anyway, he's apparently like the darling of like indie whatever. Mandy Moore married him in 2009. She got a divorce from him in 2016. Now, it's interesting to me because I watched This Is Us with Mandy Moore. Everyone watches that now. She's lovable and adorable.
Right.
And I really loved Mandy Moore, especially in the 90s when she sang things like Candy and I Want to Be With You, which was in one of my favorite movies. And then she was in Tangled, and she played Rapunzel in Tangled. And then she dropped off the face of the earth. It was like, where'd Mandy Moore go? She was kind of like a big thing.
It was when she was married to him.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, the New York Times just released a piece about Ryan Adams and how he would sexually harass and basically control women, musicians, etc. in his life. Mandy Moore actually talked to the New York Times, which is pretty crazy. And she said that he really, he discouraged her from working with other producers and managers when they got married. And after writing songs together, Adams would replace her with other female artists when it came time to record the tracks. He said, you aren't a real musician because you don't play an instrument. She said that he was psychologically abusive, controlling, blocked her ability to make new connections in the industry during a very pivotal and potentially lucrative time, my entire mid to late 20s. I totally noticed, Mandy. I totally noticed.
I bet their Valentine's Day sucked.
Well, it's not going to be great. And there are six other women who came forward to talk about it, one of whom was an underage teenager living in the Midwest. She was got in contact with him, and he would send her explicit texts and things like that. I don't know if the New York Times, I was reading the piece, went through like 3,200 texts from this girl. And there are a couple other ex-girlfriends, a couple of other musicians. It's bad. And he says, you know, as someone who's always tried to spread joy through my music, right, and my life, hearing that some people believed I caused them pain saddens me greatly. I'm resolved to work to be the best man I can be. I'm not a perfect man. I've made many mistakes.
He's probably just going to blame it on Bryan Adams.
Yeah, you know what? It's Bryan Adams, not
that's
me.
That's the way it always goes. Oh, it's
so
Bryan
that
Adams.
Was kind of, and I bet you more people are going to come forward. So,
yeah, okay.
But it involves Mandy Moore, and I really like Mandy Moore. Doesn't everyone love Mandy Moore? Don't you watch This Is Us, Lauren? Aren't you going to watch it tonight?
Well, if you say so.
Okay. Jennifer Aniston had a big birthday bash February 9th, right. And she invited everybody, including OMG Brad Pitt. And then she called him the day after to thank him, so you never know. Also, Reese Witherspoon, who was on Us Weekly, the cover of Us Weekly, because apparently she's got a reputation as being a big old drunk. No judgment here, lady. Fell down the stairs leaving the party. And there's pictures.
Good party.
Yeah, sometimes they're on Instagram.
Be true. Sometimes you catch a heel. You catch a heel. It just happens. It happens to the best of us.
Look at
Breaking Bad.
Probably what happened to David Pasternak.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's wearing heels. Breaking Bad movie will be a sequel, and it'll debut on Netflix. That's important. And if you love your one-hit wonders, apparently an 80s one-hit wonder tour has been announced with Missing Persons, The Motels, John Parr, The Vapors, Real Life, The Escape Club, and, of course, A Flock of Seagulls. So that's going to be super fun.
Does each band just come out and do one song and leave?
They're going to come out and do one song and then leave. That's all they do.
So they're going from August 2nd to September 7th. first starts in Coney Island and then ends in Vegas. So we'll keep you posted on that. Yeah.
Got it.
I'll
stop the
world and melt with you. Changing your Valentine's Day status to in a relationship. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. This is the game that separates the men from the boys, the girls from the women. It's tough. This is a tough game, but it offers $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
It does.
So let's go ahead and meet our player who's going to attempt to meet the challenge this morning. His name is John Tinch. He's an athletic administrator. He's from Danvers, Massachusetts. So, first of all, good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
Good thing. Good morning.
Morning.
Sound
Hi,
confident.
Sean. Okay.
So, Sean, you're an athletic administrator. I would say that you're probably into a lot. You have a lot of useless information in your mind, right?
I definitely do. Let's hope it becomes useful today.
Okay, a lot of statistics.
Where do you administer your sports?
I work for the America East Conference, the Division I college athletic conference.
Oh yeah,
okay, that's a big deal.
It is. I don't know what I don't speak sports.
Okay. UNH is in America.
Yeah, that's a big
they
deal.
They are. Right. Let's just hope there's a lot of sports questions among the 10 here.
Well, you're out of luck.
You see, the problem here is, Sean, that
it's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's
and
Day,
and I have and because I'm the only one in this room who likes Valentine's
who cares?
Day. There's a theme.
Oh, a theme.
Don't you just right. love themes?
I love.
So here's what's going to happen, Sean. She's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Your job, of course, you'll handle this because you're probably into cybermetrics and all that kind of stuff. You answer these correctly. You can pass at any time. Save plenty of time at the end so you can get the answers in before the buzzer. So are you ready to play?
Ready.
Okay. Now, speak up very loudly so we don't miss any of your answers. And ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What animal do you need to kiss to turn it into a prince?
Frog.
What does the O in XOXO stand for?
Kisses.
Who are Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers?
Romeo and Juliet.
What company created conversation hearts?
Necco.
Going Dutch on a date means what?
Repeat the question.
Going Dutch on a date means what?
Blind date.
Who invented speed dating, a radio host, a rabbi, or a rapper?
Radio host.
Name the former Red Sox manager who loves ballroom dancing.
Terry Francona.
True or false, Martin Hershey created the first Valentine's Day box of chocolates.
False.
Name the star of the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Pass.
How many U.S. towns are named Valentine? 4, 10, or 20?
4.
Name the star of the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Reese Witherspoon.
Good guess.
Well, you know.
Good guess.
You didn't strike out. As a matter of fact, you had 5 correct.
Yep. You're halfway there.
I know. You got 5 out of 10, and you missed the other, so we're going to review for
you. I'm going to school you on love, all right?
Okay, here we go.
The O in XOXO stands for hugs. The X is for kisses. Going Dutch on a date means what? Tell them, Brian Bell.
Splitting the check.
Ooh, Brian Bell loves to split the check, and then he marries them.
And then I pay forever and ever.
Oh, you're dead. Who invented speed dating? A rabbi.
Go figure.
The former Red Sox manager who loves ballroom dancing, Bobby Valentine.
Oh, remember the theme.
The star of the movie Eat, Pray, Love, Julia Roberts.
All is not lost. You have a fabulous consolation prize. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. You know, you can take this to your next big party and you create a platter for all your friends and neighbors, and it's going to be a wonderful time for everyone, okay?
Or go buy like a dozen roses. It probably costs that much.
You probably
can
do that.
Nice.
By the way, did you get everything all set for Valentine's Day?
Yep, we did that this morning. All set.
What did you get? Did you get your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or anybody?
All of them.
What'd you get?
We keep it simple. We just do hearts, cards and chocolates and get stuff for the kids. So.
Awesome. That's nice. Cool. A person who enjoys it. Very good. I love it.
Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Lindsay, if she's listening.
Very nice.
Hey.
Okay. Bonus points.
Yep.
John, have a great day, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, who's gonna crack this nut? Who's gonna win this game?
Come on. You're calling her a nut?
I'm sorry about that. Nope. I'm sorry. No reflection on you. You got to register to play the game. You just simply log on to WRR.com, and you could be winning $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Well, it's actually a bittersweet day for all of us scientists here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Yes, and people who can't do math as well. It's a sad day because I was reading about Mars Rover and Opportunity. It's been on Mars for 14 years.
Allegedly.
And it had its last words. You know what the last words of this robot was?
No.
My battery is low and it's getting dark. And then NASA declared it dead. Now, Opportunity was part of a two-robot program sent to Mars 14 years ago, Spirit and Opportunity. They were only supposed to last 90 days. And Spirit didn't last as long, but Opportunity just survived and kept going. And
the Energizer Bunny of rovers.
And you know what? It's like, I feel like I really am upset about this. I know you're not supposed to personify inanimate objects, but because it's crazy. But I do feel like this is like Wall-E. Not Wally Brine, Wall-E from the Disney movie.
Yeah, right. Here's some the audio from NASA.
Yeah.
10 seconds to self-destruct.
Come on.
I love that movie.
It's a little dark. That's your favorite Disney movie? Yeah.
There is another rover, another robot up there, you know, roaming Mars.
The robot is survived by NASA's Curiosity rover.
Yeah, Curiosity killed Opportunity.
I thought it killed the cat.
That too.
I'd like to have my battery on my smartphone.
I want to tell you that this this robot did a lot. I mean, it survived 2 major dust storms. It spent several weeks at Purgatory Dune. It was like stuck in this dune.
Which took out the other rover.
Exactly. And then there were like wheel problems and all this other stuff. 14 years. And Opportunity did a lot of stuff. With Spirit, returned more than 342,000 raw images. And some of them are on Twitter right now and everywhere on NASA.
It is amazing.
I mean, good photographer for a robot.
It took a selfie.
It took a selfie. 360-degree color panoramas.
How far did it travel while it was up there?
Oh, not that far, right? 28 miles
over the 15 years.
Well, you
know, a lot of traffic.
When they built it, it was supposed to travel less than a mile.
Yeah.
But amazing.
That kind of, you know, 28 miles over 14-plus years will not qualify you for the Boston Marathon.
Well, the only problem, it outlived its warranty.
Its warranty was
15 years or 30,000 miles, whichever came first.
Yeah.
Anyway, 30 miles.
I mean, my battery is low and it's getting dark. That's like on tombstones everywhere, basically.
I think you should get that tattooed somewhere.
That is like Wally.
Okay, where?
Well, I'll pick the star.
Okay. Oh, by the way.
The dark side of the moon.
Not that moon.
Oh, my God.
Not that moon. No.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Well, since it is Valentine's Day, we're going to play a little game this morning called Whose Valentine's Day Priority Is It Anyway? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. We've heard that for, you know, so long.
Yeah.
So, they went out and they ask 1,000 women, and then they ask 1,000 men the same question. And it's all about priorities for Valentine's Day. And it's kind of interesting because there's some common ground on this whole thing. Now, your job is to decide how much they match up. I'm going to give you the top five things.
Right, LBF, pretend you're a woman.
Okay, you pretend you're a woman. And Hank, you pretend you're a man.
All right.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you the top five things women say they want to do for Valentine's Day. And then you tell me if you think that men agree on this or not.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. This is the number one thing women said they would like to do for Valentine's Day. Go out to dinner.
Yeah, that's legit. I think anybody would want to go out to dinner. Yeah. Anybody with a mouth and a stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, what do you think? You think the men agreed with this?
Yeah, I do.
Sure.
Okay, you're right. Absolutely correct. As a matter of fact,
who doesn't want to go out to dinner?
And have someone else feed you.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to feed yourself and kids every day, times a day. Did you know that?
Too, ridiculous.
It was I'll tell you that when you
It was number one on both lists.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, these lists were balanced out demographically and the whole thing. So, okay. Number two on women's
list. God, you really know how to make Valentine's clinical.
I know. Jeez.
Number two on women. Get takeout and drink wine.
No.
You don't think that's on men's list?
Okay. I don't think it's the wine. I mean, takeout, yeah, food again, but... How about takeout and drinks? Yeah, I think men would like that. Takeout.
Okay, Brian, what do you think of that?
I think men would like
takeout and drinks.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
women, I like takeout and drinks.
Okay, that was number two for women, and it was number four for men.
Cheaper than buying drinks.
Okay, try this one. Number three, have a good conversation. That's number three
God,
on women.
There's no way a guy wants to have a good conversation.
I'm out.
Okay.
I mean, we're paid to have good conversations, and you guys can't even do that.
Number four. Number four on women's list. Have sex.
You know, I mean, there are some women out there who really...
Okay.
They think a Thursday night is a perfectly fine opportunity.
Is this going to be a good night for the guys? Do they agree with that? Is it on the list?
I think it'll be on their list.
Of course it is.
Right at the top. No-brainer.
And number five, read a good book.
Okay. There's no... I would love to read a good book. But no man in the...
Men are not included on that. Men would rather watch sports on TV.
Right.
Oh. So there you go.
So romantic.
I mean, not to be like... I mean, sports are like a good Netflix show, but reading is just not fundamental.
But you know what's funny is like with the four of us here, right? The three guys in this room and you, LBF, we were discussing our plans for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we were.
And I think it was the most surprising that I think the most romantic person in the room who really won Valentine's Day.
I know. Lauren Owens.
Lauren Owens.
Yep. It's stunning, you guys.
Lucifer.
We're not going to say anything about it, but let me just say that the qualities that one looks for in a Valentine's person and gift, like thoughtfulness, sensitivity, romance.
It was shocking.
It was shocking.
Hey, I bought the app.
Can't even more 80s, more variety all day and all night. 80s more. 105.7 WROR.
Drama enters the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, and it all happened very early this morning.
Yeah, so, you know, had a little thing go on this morning on my way to work. Didn't think much of it. Came to work. We're doing the show. I got a message from my wife that said, "Hey, did you try calling me at 4:30 in the morning?" I'm like, no. So then... A couple minutes later, she texts me this message that she received on her phone.
This is Trooper Webster, the Massachusetts State Police, Milton Barrett. Calling in regards to a crash that recently occurred within the last half hour. It reports that your vehicle was involved. Just trying to make contact with you.
Wow.
Like,
wow. No kidding. So the state police are looking for me because I drive my wife's car to work, and she drives the big car because she doesn't have, drive it so far. So here's what happened this morning. I haven't heard back from Trooper Webster, so Trooper Webster from the Milton Barracks, if you're listening, you can call 617-931-1057. We can chat.
And if you call number 15, you might win a trip. Maybe, who knows?
Right. Win some fabulous prizes. Not that that's a bribe. No, but here, so on my way to work this morning, I'm coming up, and I come up 24 and then get on 93 up, through the Braintree split and up the expressway.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
I get just about to the Logan Express, and I'm in the left lane, and all of a sudden, there's a car in front of me.
Jeez. Stop, right?
That had gone off the left side of the road and crashed and was sticking out into the left lane.
It would hit a Jersey barrier or something?
Into the median. And it must have just happened. There were no lights on the car.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, whoa! So I swerved to get out of the way, and there was a piece of its bumper in the road, and I rolled over that. Mm-hmm. So I immediately pulled over to the breakdown lane as quick as I could and called 911 and talked to the state police. And a guy that was behind me pulled in behind me in a big truck. And so I talked to the state police. I said, explained what happened, and they said, oh, we've got a trooper arriving now. I said, all right, good. I'm going to work. See you later. And I took off. And I'd gotten out and talked to the guy in the car behind me, and I'm like, wow, did you see that? And he's like, yeah, we saw the whole thing. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to check my tires and be on my way, make sure I don't have a flat tire. I'm like, okay. So then my wife gets this message, and I'm like, that guy in the truck called in my plate and said I took off.
Yeah, he probably did.
So now I'm waiting to hear from Trooper Webster.
So he
going to be arrested?
You think he thought you hit that car?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They say, yeah, the vehicle was involved. But I wasn't involved. I was just like the first person that,
came upon the
crash. Yes. Bystander
you called 911, did the right thing.
Did the right thing.
At least you have a record of that.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Good thing you did that.
So
I'm glad you framed him, Hank.
We'll have to, we'll have to see what happens.
Wow. Well, we hope to see you tomorrow morning.
I hope the person's okay.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.